But before I get into the message, I just want to take a minute. I don't know if preachers can testify before they preach or not, but I just want to go on record as saying God is still good. We were privileged on Easter to see two give their heart to the Lord, the house full, and baptize five.
Amen.
And so I'm glad that God is still on the throne. I got to be honest with you, when I was standing back there, I was watching the brother had that little clicker thing that he had. And I thought that he was counting folks as they come in the door. And I thought, man, I wonder whether or not that there's a spot that he's going to cut off and not let nobody else in. But it occurred to me, I'm glad that I read in God's book that he said there was a number that no man could number standing before the throne of God. And that whosoever will is going to make it.
Amen.
All you got to do is want to be there and yield to God.
Amen.
Now, and let me just say, and I just ain't got any better sense except make myself at home.
That's right.
I will in just a minute. But I want to tell you tonight, I'm comfortable in telling you that at any point during this service, if you feel like you need to pray, you needn't wait on this preacher. Because
right.
This preacher can't get you to heaven. But if you'll come talk to the Lord, it'll be him that'll stand at the gate and will say, enter thou in, my good and faithful servant. So anytime you need to pray, you just come pray. You'll not interrupt me. And I told you already I was nervous, and I am. And I'll get settled down in a minute. But when Brother Michael first called me and asked me, and I appreciate him being gracious enough, and those of you that are here tonight, for you being here, But when he first called me and asked me if I'd preach, man, because I love to preach. I'd rather preach than eat. I mean, I would. And then when he first called me and asked me, I said, yes. And then I realized that it was the Sunday after Easter, and I went. Most of you preachers will understand what I'm talking about. But I'm glad tonight to be in God's house among God's people, and therefore I make myself at home. If you got your Bibles tonight, I'd like you to turn with me over to the book of Hebrews. And my people will understand. I told my wife today, I said, I don't know how I'm going to do this. I know I don't got time to preach 10 chapters. I can't hardly make it through two verses. Don't know how I'm going to preach 10 chapters. But Hebrews chapter 8. I just want to read a few verses to you. You all pray for me that I'll get settled down and be able to preach. Hebrews chapter 8, beginning in verse 1, it says, now of the things which we have spoken, this is the sum. We, by the way, my church, we is me.
Yeah.
How many of y'all know we is me?
Yeah.
You all, now wait a minute. You all need to get into this thing. If I'm going to get in, you guys got to get in. How many of you all know that we means me?
Yeah.
Say amen out loud.
Yeah.
All right, that's a little better. We have such
an
high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heavens, or in the heavens, minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle which the Lord pitched and not man. For every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices. Wherefore, it is of necessity that this man, Christ, this high priest, my Lord, it is of necessity that this man has somewhat also to offer.
Yeah.
I want to preach to you, Lord being my helper tonight, at least part of the book of Hebrews, but I want to take my thought that we have such a high priest. What kind of high priest do we got? And some people will say, well, you know, preacher, I don't even know what a high priest is. Well, I hope that by the time that I'm done preaching tonight, you'll have a little bit of understanding about why it's necessary that Jesus is your high priest.
Yeah, come on.
So I want to go now over into Hebrews chapter 2. I want to begin in verse 13. It says, and again, I ain't going to be able to get through all this. We may have to come back for part two.
That's all right.
It says, and again, I will put my trust in him. May I go on record before I start preaching tonight, saying back in 1982 at an old-fashioned altar, I bowed down when a hillbilly preacher said, you need to be saved. He said, if you'll come to him and call on him and believe in him, he'll save you. And Brother Michael, on that Sunday night, I got out of my pew. I came to an altar. I bowed down and I have put my trust in him. I don't know tonight where you put your trust, but I put mine in the altogether lovely. And in 40 years, he's never failed me. He's never forsaken me. He's never left me. But he's been faithful to keep me close to him.
Amen.
And again, man, I could just preach on again. Some of you all need to learn to trust him again.
Amen. Yeah, that's right. Amen. Yeah.
I told one of our church members this morning, she came in. She happens to, I suppose it'd be all right if I enlarge my 3-foot circle.
That's right. That's
okay. One of our ladies come in this morning. Her son's got to have surgery Friday. She come in this morning, said, I need a prayer call. I said, why? She said, because Mark's surgery is Friday and I'm worried. I said, okay, his surgery's Friday, but why are you worried? She said, his surgery's Friday. I said, but why are you worried? God's got this thing. Sometimes we need to understand that again and again and again and again and again, we need to put our trust in the Lord.
Amen. That's good.
Amen.
That's good, brother.
I better not preach on hand sanitizer. We'll be here all night long. We have such a high priest that we can trust him. Have you trusted him tonight? Do you believe him? It said, and again, behold, I am the children which God hath given me, for as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself.
Yeah. Come on.
Likewise took part of the same. Watch this. That through death he might destroy him.
Yeah. Come on.
What kind of high priest you got, preacher? I'm about to tell you. He took on himself flesh and blood that he might experience death, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is to say, the devil. May I tell you tonight, what kind of high priest have you got, preacher? I've got a high priest that is able to speak a word, and in that word, even demons will bow down to him. The Bible says that he tasted death, not just because he tasted death, but he wanted to take the power of death away from the enemy. I've got a, whew, man, I'm telling you, I've got such a high priest.
Amen.
You know, he didn't do anything by accident. I need to read on. You all need to pray because I can't see. The Bible said that my high priest, he took on flesh that he might experience death, that he might destroy. Now watch this. It does not say that he might destroy the power of death, but rather that he might destroy the one that was holding the power of death. Watch this. The Bible says, and deliver them that through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. What kind of high priest that you got, preacher? I've got a high priest that would suffer. He would go to the cross and he would endure the cross, Brother Brad. He would experience death. Guess what? So that I don't got to. And that's my high priest. I've got such a high priest. And can't you say, wait a minute, preacher, if the Lord tarries, you're going to die. Oh, I might, in this physical body, I might die. But the Bible says, he that believeth in me, though he die, yet. What kind of high priest do you got, preacher? I've got one that overcame hell, death, and the grave, so that one day I can step through death's door on to the other side.
Amen.
Is that warm in here? Listen, it's all right, Michael. I'll be all right. It just means I got to take my tie off. Listen, the Bible says that he did this that he might deliver them.
Yeah.
I am delivered.
Yeah.
By the way, my deliverance was deliberate.
Yeah.
It weren't by accident.
Right.
I didn't get saved by accident.
That's right.
I didn't hear about him by accident. The message wasn't by accident. But he died. The death of Calvary's tree. Rose again on the third day that he might deliver me on a Sunday night when I bowed down in my sin. Dead. And I'm telling you what, the Bible says that old things pass away, and behold, all things are become. What is that? I'm a new creature. You know what we use? We use the word, I've been born again. That means the old man has died already, and this one that you see tonight is brand new in the Lord. What kind of high priest you got, preacher? The one that cares enough, that the one, may I tell you tonight, I don't know if you're here tonight and there's something that's holding you in bondage. But I can tell you that whatever, it may not be death, it may not be fear of death, but if there is something that holds you in bondage, I've got a high priest that the Bible says that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me and hath anointed me to preach. What kind of message, preacher? Deliverance to them, guess what, that are in bondage. He came simply to set me free.
Lord,
what kind of high priest do we? We have such a high priest. The Bible says here, he came to deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime. You know, I've never met anybody that got saved, that I mean really got saved, that didn't wish that it got done earlier.
Right.
You see, the Bible says here that they were all their lifetime in bondage of fear of death. But I'm telling you that back in 1982, now listen to me, I don't want to die a physical death. I'm no different than anybody else. I'm hoping God let me stick around to the rapture.
Yeah.
If he gonna let me stick around to the rapture, he gonna have to hurry, because I'm getting older. But I ain't afraid anymore. Preacher, why aren't you afraid? Because I got such a high priest.
Yeah.
I've got one that's able to stand with me on this side. And in this river, he's able to walk with me. And on the other side, he's able to turn and say, enter thou in. My good and faith. Man, I tell you what, he's got the keys to the kingdom.
Amen.
Let me go on. I told you I can't get through 10 chapters, so I got to hurry. The scripture says, this kind of high priest, for verily, he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham.
Yeah.
Watch. Wherefore, in all things, it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren. Watch this. What kind of high priest you got, preacher? That he might be a merciful. And faithful high priest. Right there it is. Man, I'm thankful tonight for them. I don't know about you all, but I need God's mercy in my life every day. I'm glad that the book says that his mercy is renewed day by day, because he used an awful lot of it up on me today. And in the morning, I am glad that my high priest is a merciful high priest.
Amen. That's good.
By the way, you all may not need God's mercy, but may I tell you, it is by the mercies of God tonight. That our unsaved families are still grieving. It is by the mercies of God that our unsaved families still have an opportunity to hear the gospel. And in responding in it, it is by the mercies of God that God gives them another chance to get the heart. I want the Lord to come back, but before he does, I've got a brother that's unsaved. I want to see him saved. I've got cousins that are lost. You say, preacher, you can't have it both ways. Who told you that? I've got such a high priest.
Amen.
And as bad as I want them to be saved, he wants them to be saved worse than I do. You say, preacher, you ain't got any Bible for that. I might have a little bit. The Bible said that it is not God's will that any should perish, but that all men should come unto repentance. And therefore, my God is a long, man, I'm telling you what, my high priest is a long-suffering high priest, because I put him through the ringer, and he still loves me, and he still keeps me, and he still uses me, and he still blesses me, and he still allows me to preach his gospel. I've got a long suffering. Whew. Man, I'm glad God's a merciful God.
Amen.
But such a high priest, the Bible says, that he is merciful. But not only there, don't stop reading there. It says that he is a merciful and a faithful.
Amen.
Man, I'm glad that my God is faithful.
Amen.
I'm glad that my God is the same God when I get up in the morning. Listen, may I tell you that it is the same God that was here for him when he called him out of the grave, and he came out victorious. He's the same God that will be faithful to his people. And one day, you know, if he ain't faithful, you can't believe him.
That's right.
You can't trust him.
Amen.
If he ain't faithful.
That's right. Amen.
But in my mind, not in my notes, and in my heart, I read in the book, over in the book of the Revelation, that the Bible says that he has a name that is written.
Yeah.
And it is true. And it is, guess what? It is faithful. God said, well, that's who you are. That's what. Listen, I'm glad to report that my God, somebody might tell you, well, you know, preacher, I've tried that and it didn't work for me. May I tell you tonight, quit basing it on religion and get a relationship with the one that's faithful in the relationship, and he will keep you from the hour, Is it all right to shout in here?
May I tell you tonight that God is faithful and he will keep you from the hour of great temptation which shall come upon the world to try them.
May I tell you that no matter when God takes me, he's faithful and he's coming. What kind of high priest? I got such a high priest that he is merciful and he is faithful in the things pertaining to God. Watch this. I've got such a high priest that he was able to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. Watch this. For in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he is able.
Amen.
It's what the book says. I just read it. God wrote it. It's just good.
Amen.
For in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he is able to secure them that are tempted. What kind of high priest you got, preacher? I've got a high priest that's able to secure me and help me, that when temptation comes my way, testing comes my way. Oh, guess what? I just thought of some more book.
The Bible says that there is therefore no temptation that shall come upon you, but that with that temptation, God himself, brother, will make a way. Guess what? He made a way. It's my high priest. And he said, I am the way. What way? I'm the way to get through that temptation. I'm the way to remain. Woo, man, I tell you what.
I'm glad that I've got such a high priest that he is faithful, he's merciful, and he's able to secure me.
Yeah.
Somebody say, well, you know, preacher, I'm saved, therefore I don't need to be secured. Another little bit of book that just come to my mind.
The Bible says, let no man say that when he is tempted, that he is tempted of God.
Amen.
But he is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust. And lust, when it is conceived, bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it's finished, bringeth forth death.
But may I tell you that I've got a God, a high priest, that is able to secure me in the face of temptation.
Amen. Amen.
Hebrews chapter 7. I skipped a lot from 2 to 6 because I wanted to get you all out of here at a reasonable hour. I've got to tell you what, if you've never studied this book, you ought to study. Man, there's a lot in here. And it talks about your relationship with Christ and his relationship to the Father on your behalf.
Amen.
Yeah.
Right. Amen.
Man, I'm telling you, I just love Jesus.
Amen.
How are you, Brad?
Amen.
Hebrews chapter 7. Verse 8 or chapter 8, it says we have such a high priest. In chapter 7, it says this in verse 22. By so much. Man, I could preach on that so much. Was Jesus made a surety?
Yeah.
Of a better testament. I could preach on that better testament too. And they truly, watch this, were many priests because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death. In other words, every time a high priest died, they had to appoint a new one.
Right.
I mean, you just never know when you got there who's going to be your high priest. They have to put, I mean, you come for the high holy day, and the fella that you knew done gone home. Some of y'all get that when you get home. The Bible said there were many priests because basically, in hillbilly terms, when it come time, they died. Well, so did the Lord.
Yeah.
but never again. But this man, because he continueth ever,
yeah,
hath... What kind of high priest you got, preacher?
Yeah.
I've got one that my Bible says has an unchangeable priesthood.
Yeah.
What's that mean? That means that it is not going to change by reason of death, but it is unchanging. It is from everlasting to everlasting. He is the one. Listen, I wouldn't want to serve him if tomorrow when I got up, I thought he weren't going to be there.
Right. That's right. Amen.
But he has, the Bible says, an unchangeable priesthood because he continueth forever. Why in the world is that important, preacher? I mean, we all already know that. We know the book. We know he's going to live forever. He told John, I'm alive and that forevermore. We know that. But why is it important? Well, because I have such a high priest that continueth forever and is unchangeable priesthood, the Bible says, wherefore, or in hillbilly terms, because of.
Right.
Because his priesthood is unchangeable, right, and unending.
Come on.
You see, if it was changeable and it was ending, this next verse would not be in there.
Right. Yeah. Amen.
What kind of high priest you got, preacher? I've got one that abides forever.
Yes.
His priesthood is unchangeable. Wherefore, he is able also to save them to the uttermost.
Amen.
Yes.
That come unto God by him.
Yes, that's right.
What kind of priest do you got? Well, first of all, I want to tell you that I've got a high priest that is approachable.
Yeah. That's right. Good.
He's not lofty away somewhere in a castle where you can't get to him.
Hallelujah. Amen.
He's approachable, Brother Michael.
Yes.
You say, how do you know that, preacher? Because
yes,
if he wasn't approachable, he would never have said,
right,
come unto me.
Yes.
Man, I'm telling you, that's good.
Amen.
He never would have said, come unto me.
Right.
All ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give. If he was not approachable, in other words, if I couldn't get.
Amen.
Bless you, brother.
Can I tell you that not only is he approachable, I think he's touchable.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Man, that's good. That ain't in my notes either. I think he's touchable.
Amen. Yeah.
You say, wait a minute, preacher. The Bible says that we have a high priest that can. Guess what? We can touch him.
Yeah.
We reach out, Brother Brad. You say, preacher, you can't do that. Well, I don't know. Is he a respecter of persons?
Come on.
What did he tell Thomas?
Come on.
He said, hey, Thomas.
Yeah.
It's me.
Yeah.
I look maybe a little bit, but it's me. Tom, tell me. He said, touch me and see.
Yeah.
You know how I know it's him? Because I can touch him.
Yeah. Yeah.
But better than that, you know how I know it's him? Because he can touch me.
Amen.
In the old book, the high priest couldn't touch anything.
Right. Yeah.
That was unholy, unclean, or defiled.
That's right. That's right.
May I tell you, I was unholy.
Yeah.
I was unclean. And I was defiled. But the night that I got saved, Jesus, my high priest, touched me.
Right.
And woo, man, I'm telling you, that's good.
Amen. That's right.
My folks that are here tonight, if I preach this again next Sunday morning, you all just shout like you've never heard it. Because this is good stuff.
Amen.
I appreciate my folks, by the way. They hear me preach a lot. And yet, many of them traveled over here tonight to be with us in service. And I do appreciate that. But the Bible says here that because he has an unchangeable priesthood, he is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him. Watch this. Seeing he ever liveth.
Yes.
What kind of high priest you got, preacher? Well, I don't know how it works for you all. So let me just talk about the preacher tonight. When the preacher messes up, and by the way, preachers do mess up.
That's right.
And the preacher goes to God. And he said, Lord, I've messed up again. By the Spirit, my prayer is sent up to the Father.
Come on.
And as those words fall on his ears, I've got a high priest that is sitting at the right hand of the majesty on high, that leans over to his Father, and he makes, what's it mean to make intercession? He says in hillbilly terms, Dad, he messed up again. But I told him, God, in my word, that I was faithful and just to forgive his sin if he would only ask me.
That's right.
So not only is he able to save me. Oh, by the way, Ken, I don't want to miss this. Did you all see? I like words. God don't, by the way, God don't put words in his book, just fill up the book.
Amen. Right.
They in there for a reason.
That's right. Amen.
The Bible does not say there that he's just able to save me. But the Bible said that he is able to save me to the uttermost.
Amen.
You know what that uttermost means? That means that when the devil says, out there in the uttermost, I don't make no difference. My high priest went clear out into my uttermost. And he saved the uttermost. Man, I'm telling you, he saved the uttermost part of me.
Amen. That's good.
Wow. Because he ever liveth, the Bible says, he maketh intercession. He is constantly, for me, may not be for you, but he is constantly making intercession to the Father on my behalf because I constantly need him to.
Amen.
What kind of high priest you got, preacher? Well, let me tell you what kind of high priest I got. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 11 says this. But Christ, being come a high priest of good things to come.
Yeah.
I got thinking about them good things. Now, I don't know how good he's been to you, but he's been good to me. That's why I act like I act.
Amen.
He's better to me than I deserve him to be.
Yeah, that's right.
But the Bible says that I have such a high priest. One, the Bible says, that is a high priest of good things to come.
Yeah. Amen.
I didn't realize when I first got saved what all them good things was going to be.
Yeah.
Somebody said, well, you know, preacher, you got to wait till you get to the other side to experience them good things. Who told you that, dummy? Y'all not talking about, I was talking to my people. The rest of you all can just take it if you want. They love me, so they'll put up with me. And some of them over here back there. Say amen, Tony Ray.
Amen.
Somebody will tell you, somebody told me one time, they said, you know, you can't even know if you're saved when you get to heaven. I said, man. That's not what my Bible says. My Bible says, behold what manner of love that the Father has given unto you, that you should be called the sons of God, and now.
Yeah.
He is now.
Yeah.
I say, good thing to be called the Son of God.
Yeah.
I don't got to wait till I get over there to figure out that I belong over there.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. He is a high priest of good things to come. Amen. What good things, preacher? Amen. Well, I better not embarrass her. If I do, next time she may not come with me. Sure, I got the eye. You preachers know what the eye is. But I got to tell you, I'm in all seriousness when I say this. The things that I have in my life that I have been blessed with, I tell folks that I am blessed because of her relationship with Christ. You say, wait a minute, it's not about yours. Well, when God blesses her, because I'm part of who she is, I get some of that. And that's good stuff. All you fellas ought to say amen, or it's going to be a long ride home. What kind of high priest you got? Well, I got a high priest that is a high priest of good things. And the Bible says by a greater and more perfect tabernacle.
Yeah.
Man, I'm telling you what. I am glad. I don't know how many churches we got here tonight, but may I say to all of you that are a part of this group, this assembly of churches again, thank you for allowing me to come over here and preach tonight. But I am glad that the good things to come is that when Jesus came and he became victorious, he came out of the grave and he established the church, that the church is bigger than these four walls. A good thing. Just thought of something. The Bible says that it is good and pleasant
right. For
the brethren to dwell together in unity.
Amen. Amen. Right.
How can we do that? Because we are family in Christ. Amen. We've got the same high priest. It's good, by the way, to be somebody's brother in Christ.
Amen.
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 Right. And sister, for that matter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. Listen, good things to come. The Bible says that Jesus. I just want you to get this, because it boggles my mind. The Scripture said that if he's going to be a high priest. I mean, their responsibility as high priest, they would go into the holy place.
Yeah.
And they would offer a sacrifice.
That's right.
Yeah. Now, you know, I found something in there when I was reading this afternoon that I had never seen before. The Bible said that those high priests, and it's in the book. It says that they entered into the holy place every year with the blood. I never seen this. With the blood of others.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can I tell you about the good thing to come? Not by the blood of bulls and goats, but by his blood, he offered himself. He went, by the way, a good thing. He didn't go in to a tabernacle on this side, but the Bible says that he walked in to the tabernacle, the most holy place of God himself, and he presented a sacrifice of his own blood.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. One time.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes. Mike was already ahead of me. Did you hear what he said?
Amen. Let me tell you about the good. The good. The Bible says, but this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right.
Whew.
Yes.
Never will he have to die again.
That's right.
Why, preacher? Because his blood was sufficient for the sacrifice of sin forever.
What in the world does that mean? Well, that means that this old time religion and relationship that was good enough for my granny is good enough for me.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's right.
And you know what I see now? I got a granddaughter. Well, I guess I got two granddaughters. No, I guess I got three granddaughters. All three of them are saying, man, I'm going to have to get them boys on the move. They're being outdone by the girls. I got three granddaughters that sing for the Lord.
Amen.
One of them's not quite six yet. And she'd get up in front of the church and start saying, man, I'm telling you, when she sings this little light of mine, you don't ever know what you're going to get.
That's right.
But this man who offered him, what kind of high priest you got, preacher? I got a high priest, such a high priest, that he is so holy, so pure, so powerful, that it only took once.
That's right.
And his blood,
thank you, Jesus,
is sufficient to cover my sins.
Amen.
He is mine. We have, the Bible says, such a high priest. But if he's high priest, he's got to have something to offer. I wonder what it must have been like in the portals of glory. And maybe, I don't know, the Bible doesn't say it. But in my mind, I have a picture that when he walked into heaven's glory, that he wasn't carrying gold to present the sacrificial blood. I think it was still running down his body.
Amen.
He said, what's he carrying? He ain't got nothing in his hands. Oh, I beg to differ with you. He said, behold, I have graven thee in the palm of my hands. And as he walked in to the portals of glory, the Bible shouts that he presented himself once for all. What kind of high priest you got, preacher? Just one more thing. The Bible says, after that he sat down.
Yeah.
Not just anywhere.
Amen.
Yeah,
that's right. Amen.
Man, I got a high priest that is just sitting right close to God. That thrills me.
Amen.
You know why it thrills me? Because there ain't nothing. I'm just a hillbilly. When I see things in my mind, I just speak them. But when he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, you know what that meant? That means nothing could get between him and his Father ever again.
Amen.
So when I need him to be close to my God,
right?
No problem.
Amen.
What kind of high priest you got, preacher?
Amen.
I got one that cared enough about me. And I tell my people, and I want to tell you tonight, that God just doesn't care about your eternity. God cares about your here and now.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. That's true.
Sure.
Yes, he does.
That's why that he secures you and keeps you. Because he cares about you now. Not just what's going to happen when you get there. But he cares about you on this side. Every aspect of our lives. I'm glad tonight that I've got a high priest.
for me, and somebody much more eloquent of speech than I am, said one time that when he said it was finished, it was just beginning.
Yeah. That's right. Amen.
I don't know who come up with that, but man, I like it.
Yeah.
Yes. You see, sin no longer reigns.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. That's true.
I gotta stop. I don't know tonight. I'm just doing what I do. I don't know tonight what you have need of in your life. But just before they sing, could I take the liberty of asking you to bow your heads, please? And while every head is bowed, nobody in the room looking around, may I ask you today? The Bible says that I have such a high priest. I wonder tonight, if you are here and in your relationship with the Lord, there has been a stumbling block, something that has separated you from the Lord. If maybe tonight you're here and you've not accepted the Lord to be your Savior. If you're here tonight and you need prayer for a closer relationship with your high priest, while every head is bowed and nobody's looking around, would you just lift your hand up and put it down? I'm not going to embarrass anybody, but I'll know to pray. Is there somebody tonight? Lift them up and take them down. Throughout the building, is there one? Preacher, pray for me. Things have gotten in my way, and I just want to be closer to the Lord. I just need God. I need Him to be faithful and merciful to me. Is there anybody throughout the building? All right, if not, Brother Michael, if you just get us one verse of song. If you're here tonight and don't know what's in your heart, maybe you need to pray. Maybe you need to place somebody on the altar and pray for them that they might come in contact with your high priest. I don't know. But I can't believe in a service like this, in a crowd this size, that somebody doesn't have something they need to petition the Lord.